This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The FDA has weighed in. Today, the CDC will hear from its experts about COVID booster shots. The FDA has authorized boosters for eligible Americans who got the Moderna or Johnson & Johnson vaccine. It did that yesterday. And it says mixing and matching COVID vaccines is okay, too. The AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The J&J vaccine has consistently shown a lower level of effectiveness than either of the two-shot Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. But the FDA now says it's okay to use any brand for the booster, regardless of which vaccination people got first. The decision is based on preliminary results from a government study of different booster combinations that showed an extra dose of any type revs up levels of virus-fighting antibodies. It also showed recipients of the single-dose J&J vaccine had a far bigger response if they got a full-strength Moderna or Pfizer booster, rather than a second J&J shot.
The number of Americans on unemployment continues to fall. 3.3 million people are now on unemployment in the latest survey. Today, the House votes on whether to hold longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress. He defied a subpoena from a committee investigating the violent January Capitol insurrection. Jackie Quinn reports.
The committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection recommended a criminal contempt charge, citing reports Steve Bannon had spoken with Donald Trump before the attack, promoted the protests, and predicted there would be unrest. Bannon defied their subpoena for testimony and documents if he's found in contempt by the full House. The Justice Department will decide whether to prosecute.
This morning, Syria executed 24 people charged with igniting wildfires that killed three people. This is AP News. How to pay for President Biden's domestic spending package. The White House has some new plans. The AP's Mike Gracia.
With the clock ticking toward a self-imposed deadline, the White House is offering to shift off a key component of how to pay for President Joe Biden's $2 trillion social services and climate package. The White House is prepared to keep the corporate tax rate at 21%, shelving a hike to 26.5% favored by many Democrats for companies earning more than $5 million a year. Instead, there would be a new tax on gains of those with more than $1 billion in assets. In his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, Wednesday, Biden was sounding confident.
This has been declared dead on arrival from the moment I introduced it. But I think we're going to surprise them.
But the clock is ticking. Democratic leaders in Congress want agreement by week's end. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Gas is $3.37 a gallon this morning, 7 cents higher than a week ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.